at the bottom of Tezayin on the base. Dorash of Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel. Yochid Noson Lo Beis Asai. A Yochid with a Mechitza that is only one direction can only enclose an area up to a Beis Asai in Tusa. Beis Noson Lohu Beis Asai. Two people also get, either according to some Rishonim, one Beis Asai or two Beis Asai. Each one gets a Beis Asai. Shlosho Nasu Shiora, Venosin Lohan, Beis Sheish. And three get six saw. According to the Rishonim, we'll say that two also get two, what's it called, four. So the Chor is no Chiddish in a Shiora. Three and more get six. But according to the other sheet, it's a big Chiddish. Right? Up one and two only get two saw. And the three already get six saw, what's it called, like a Shiora. Gemara says Shavkis Rabbanan Valvadet Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Lechora, this is not like the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan say that a Shiara gets called Tzarcha. There's no limit at all. It's not a limit of six saw, right? It's an unlimited amount for a Shiara. Chodor Okim Rav Nachman Amorale. After that, Rav Nachman got an Amora means a Meturgeman. To the one who would be maver the shear. He got himself a microphone, right? A human microphone. The Dorash, and he gave the following shear. Dvarim Shomar Tulitnechem told him, I made a mistake. What I taught you till now was wrong. The Ram Kachomru, Yochid Noslo Besasayim, Shnaim Noslo and Besasayim, Shlosh Nasu Shiorav Noslim called Tzorchon. Enochenami, the aloha is that once you have, what's it called, three, it's a Shiora, and there's no limit. Okay. Reisha. So now, what's it called? So now, the Gemara says like this: Reisha of Yosef Yehuda, because it says a Yochid gets based on Sayim, right? The Chor of the Rabbanan hold that a Yochid even gets called Tzarcha. Is it right? We had before the Machlokas. Kol Mechitza Sheina Shel. Right, and then the Gemara says, "Vatani echad yochid echad shiora lechavolim, u'mabein yochid shiora yochid nosan beisasayim shnayim nosan beisasayim gimel nasu shiora nosan beisheish." That's divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim echad yochid echad shiora nosan kol tzorchem. Okay, so the Maisa Reisha of Yosef Yehuda that says that a yochid only gets beisasayim. The Sefer Rabbanan, the Sefer is Rabbanan who says that it's called Tzarcha. In, right? In the ratio we pass in Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, but in the Sefer we pass in Rabbanan. Okay, once you have a Shiara, it's called Tzarcha. It's not just six. Where it says, Mishum Dekoy Avua Bishitase, because not only does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda hold like that, Rabbi Yehuda also holds like that. Rashi. Reisha Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamer Yochid Beis Asayim, Di Rabbanan Afilu Yochid Kol Tzarcha Yavin. Versus in Mishum Dekoy Avua B'Shitasei, Gabi Yochid Kamer Rabbi Yehuda, Nami De Ein Noslo El Beis Asayim. By a Yochid Rabbi Yehuda also holds that you only give him a Beis Asayim of a Mechitza Shtio Arev. If it's only a one-way Mechitza, so since there's two Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and his father that hold by a Yochid that you only get Beis Asayim and not Kol Tzarcha, and that we pass him like him. When it comes to a shiara, you get more than six saw. There, the rabbanon hold, you get what's it called kol tzarcha. Okay, Omer of Gidl, Omer Rav, Shlosha b'chamesh asurim. Okay, if you have three people and they're not allowed even to build such a one way mechitza if it's only five saw. You see that has a shayt, right? We said that three people at least get six saw, or they get kol tzarcha. Either have a din of a shiara and they get called sarchan, or they get six saw, but not five. Why should five be awesome? B'sheva mutarim, and in seven they're mutar, which is sounds wild. Now, if five is awesome, why should seven be mutar? Amrulei, Amar Rab Hachi, Rab said such a thing, right? Five is awesome to three people, but seven is mutar. Amar Lahu, Arais and Neviyah Ksivei. We swear he said it, right? Amar Rab, Rav Hachi, Rab said this. Amar Avashi, my kasha, right? What's the question? Maybe Rav meant the following. Dil mahachi kamer. Hutzrechu l'sheish v'hikifu b'sheva afilu b'sheva mutarim. If really The thing is like this, that three people, according to the man, the Amru holds, they don't get called Sarchan. They only get six saw. So if they needed all six, and they were makit seven, so they didn't add an extra base sasayim. They only added one saw extra. Then that's mutter. Okay? Since there's not an extra base sasayim, there's only one saw extra, right, that's okay. So if they needed all six, and they were makit for seven, then even seven's okay. Lo hutzruchu ela lechamesh, dehikifu b'sheva, right? If they didn't need, they only needed five. They didn't need all six that were there given. Right? They didn't need the whole six. They only needed five. And they were makif for seven, so now there's two extra than more than they need. So then even the five is not mutter. The Elohadik Tani of Vachua Besasayim Ponui, right, says it shouldn't be two saw empty, my lab poni me adam, that there's two saw more than the amount of people. Now each person gets two saw. So if you have three people, six saw is all you need, right? Mashma, that there has to be two extra saw more than the people. So if they only needed six, if they needed only five, and they added to seven, why should it be usher? There's still only one saw more than people. Because for people, you split it up evenly, there's six. Where it says, lo, ponimi kelim. It goes by what they need for their kelim. Enochinami, even if there's enough saw per people, but the people don't need those saw, so there's empty space, they don't need it for their kelim, then you go by what's considered empty space, legabi the kelim, not legabi the people. Okay. So machlokas over here, whether this halacha is only where they were makif more than what they were given. Okay? Because there's different girsos over here. Right? The way we have it, that they only needed five, but they were makif seven, right? So the Maisa, they still went one more than they had. What happens if they're three people and they only needed three and they were makif five? So everything is within the parameters of what they'd be given if they needed it. So here's a machlokas rishonim. From Rashi is mashma that that's also no good. Once there's two saw more for kelim, even though there's nothing more for people, but there's two saw more for kelim, so they don't need those two saw. There's two saw they don't actually need, then it's no good. And the Rashi and Ritva and others hold that you have to have at least one saw that's too many for people. In other words, they made what's it called seven, and there were three people. Right? Then, what's it called, it's possible that if they also didn't need the, what's it called, they only needed five, but they made seven, then it's usher. But if they only needed three, and they made five, according to them, it would be okay. Because Lamaisa, even though there's two saw free of kelim that they don't need, but Lamaisa got be people, there's nothing extra. Not even one saw extra. Because got be people, they have a right to have six. So the Shai Lish, in other words, you need where it says as long as there's no area that you don't need, is that going legabe Adam and Kalim or just Kalim? Okay. Rashi. Shlosha b'chamesh asurim. Kolomar, pamim gimul anoshim asurim afilu b'chamesh. Sometimes three people, the osur, even in five saw. V'achamesh sa'in. U'pamish mutar afilu b'shan. Sometimes they mutar even with seven. A rice in the viuksi, they shvuahu. It's a lashon of shvuah. I swear he said it. Hutzruchu l'sheish, v'kifu l'sheva, si b'lo orev. Right? This is all talking about where they made a mechitza that's going only one way. Mutarim, d'leka b'sosayim panu. Because l'maisa, there's not two saw that are empty. Lo hutzruchu ele lehe, v'kifu l'zayim. But if they only needed five, and they made seven, afilu behe, no mi asurim. Even the five are asurim. The hashtal omahani mechitzas. The mechitzas don't help at all because they're for an area that's too big because two saw are empty. Ha'el v'huk for the beis hasayim yosem mechtei tzarcha. They made it two saw bigger than they need for their kelim. They have empty. Ma'ila poni me'adam kigon shlosha shikifu ches se'im. Right? Isn't it that you need two saw empty more than the amount that we allotted for the people? So you have three people, six saw is allotted for them. And what would be usher is if an extra two saw they had that was empty, that would be usher. Okay? The chiyav is the kol chad beis hasayim. If you give each one two saw,
Akati Poshulahu Besasa in Pami. There's still going to be two saw empty that they don't need. Right? Below Bailin. Aval Zayin Lo. But the seven is not also. The Chiyav is Besasa in the Kolchad. Lo Poshle Elechad Besa. Below Bailin. Right? But if you give them seven, right, there's only one extra. That if you divide it up two to each person, six is enough. Even though part of those six is empty. But the Maisa, we don't care if it's empty until you have more than the allotment. Once you have more of the allotment, then you look to see what's empty. But till the allotment, the empty doesn't make a difference. Lo, Pani Mikaelin. Where it says, no, you don't consider it like that. You look at how much space is empty where they don't need the space. And then, if there's, according to the other Rishonim, if there's anything more than the allotment, even one saw, but Lamaisa, there's two saw empty of Kalim, then it's no good. And according to Rashi, you don't look at the allotment at all. Once there's two saw empty of Kalim, no matter what the allotment is, right, it's still awesome. Lo Ponim Kalim, Kalomar Shiesh, Bein Hamachitzos, Beis Sasaim Ponui, Shaloha Yitzrichim Lo. That within these Machitzas, there's two saw that they don't need, that they're not using. Then it's all awesome. The Avagav the Inu Shlosha, and Ain Srifim El Lebe Sasayim, the Kifu Dalit Sin, Nomi Batila Mechitza, the Ferish Rashi. Right? That if there are three people, and they only need two saw, and they made four. So there's two extra saw, even though it's way within their allotment. Still, it's awesome. And according to the other Shitas, this wouldn't be awesome. Because the Isser only starts with at least, what's it called, one saw more than their allotment, and total of two saw empty. Okay. Itmar. Shlosha umeis echad mehen. You had three people before Shabbos. And we gave them, and they enclosed an area of six saw, which is mutter for three people. Okay? And one of them died on Shabbos. Now they only have two people. So really they're only allowed to have four saw enclosed like this. Or shnayim, or they have two people, and they enclosed six saw. Before Shabbos, which was awesome. And then a social alayim, somebody joined them on Shabbos. So now, really, they are allowed to have six saw enclosed. Rav Huna of Rav Yitzchak, they argue. Chad Omar Shabbos Goremes, one says that Shabbos is what makes the Isser, and when Shabbos came in, if it was mutter, it remains mutter. If it was Osser, it remains Osser. Chad Omar Dioring Gorman, and the other one said, no, it depends on how many people there are. Right? At any point, if there's three people, six saw is okay. And if they need the whole thing. At any point, there's not three people, then as much as the people. That's how much you're allowed. So it changes. It can change on Shabbos itself. Rashi. Mehem b'yom ha-Shabbos. One of them died on Shabbos. V'nisosfu aleihem b'Shabbos. Or they got more people on Shabbos. I saw their medayik that when one of them died, it has to be on Shabbos day. If he died Friday night, it wouldn't make a difference. It would be Dafka Shabbos day. And if they got the extra one, is Friday night. Shabbos, not Yom HaShabbos. What's the difference? I don't know 100%, but there's a diuk in this Rashi. Here Rashi says, B'Yom HaShabbos. Here Rashi says, in the Sosol, and B'Shabbos. Shabbos Goremesh, Shlosha Umeis Echad Mehem, Hoil the Goremesh Shabbos Lahatir Mutorim. If he had three and one died, as soon as Shabbos came in, it was Mutter. So it remains Mutter, even though one of them died. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda Shnayim the Kifu Yosim Beisosayim Afapish Nesosfu Aleihem Diorin Asurin. Rabbi Yehuda Hovah Shenichnas Shabbos Gormelis. And the opposite is also true. If when Shabbos came in, there was too much room and it was Osir, right? Then it remains Osir the whole Shabbos, even though new people came on Shabbos. Diorin Gormin Gimel V'Neis Echad Mehen Debotsri Diorin. But if you hold that the amount of people is goring, it's not Shabbos is goring, but the amount of people, then when you had three and one died, it'll become osur. Even though it was mutter when Shabbos came in, now there's not enough people. So now it's osur. In the kifu yosrim beis osayim, if they were makif more than beis osayim. Shnayim in isos, v'alehem, if you had, two, and on Shabbos another one came, the mutter would be mutter, because now there's enough people to be mater that enclosure. So now the Gemara says, we don't know who said what. Tiskayim de Rav Huna, who the Omer Shabbos Goremes. let's establish that Rav Huna was the one who said that Shabbos is the Iker Goren, and if it was Mutter when Shabbos came in, it remains Mutter, and if it was Usher when Shabbos came in, it remains Usher. Doma Rabba, boy mi Rav Huna, who boy mi Rav Yehuda. They asked Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda the same Shaila. Irev Derech HaPesach, the Nistam HaPesach, Derech HaChalom, the Nistam HaChalom, Mahu. So the case like this, this is Rashi. Irev Derech HaPesach, Vinistam HaPesach. And Hayu Beis Chatzeros, we're going to have a lot of these cases later on. You have two Chatzeros that open to each other in a few different ways. Okay, they have very small windows, which are less than dalet al dalet, that open into each other, and those little windows or little doorways don't can make the chatzeros together. If that would be the only windows there would be, they'd be totally separate, and you couldn't make an eruv together because they're totally separate. But there's one doorway that's big enough, or one window that's big enough. So then, what's it called? Through that window, they made both chatzeros, one eruv. So now you can carry from one chatzer to the other chatzer, because they're considered like one big chatzer. Okay? If they'd be totally separated, with only holes between them, right, that don't classify as doorways or big enough windows, then you couldn't make an eruv between the two. Each one had to make a separate eruv, and they couldn't carry between the two. Okay, so now there was a doorway or a window that was big enough before Shabbos, and you made an Eruv, and they could carry between the two Chaseros, okay? And now, on Shabbos, the doorway got stopped up, or the window got stopped up. So now, Lamaisa, if it had been like this before Shabbos, you wouldn't have been able to make an Eruv between them. So now, according to Rashi, the Shaila is, can you carry, now that the doorway's closed up, between the two Chaseros? In each Chaser by itself, of course you can carry. Each chatzer by itself is still fine. The Rambam holds no, you can't even carry neither chatzer. Because since the Eruv that they made between the chatzeros is no good, then there's no Eruv for each one separately either. Okay. And the Rambam holds like Rashi. So Rashi says, Im hayu beis chatzeros u pesach beinehem, the Eruv u derech ha-pesach, they made an Eruv through this Pesach, in other words, utilizing this Pesach to make the two chatzeros one chatzer, and they made an Eruv from all the people in both chatzeros. So now you can carry between the two chatzeros. The Nistam HaPesach, and then the Pesach got closed up. Oh, right, it got closed up. Oh, and Ohayu Beis Chanuyos, U Pesach Beinehem, the Irvu, Al Das HaPesach, where there were two stores, and they had a Pesach between them, and the people lived in the stores. And they want to carry between the two stores. The Ash of Nistam B'Shabbos, Shenof B'Kenegdom HaPolis, the wall fell, a landslide that closed off the door. Ma, so what's the halach? Mi shori l'ashtamush e'derech shar chalonos. Now, the ma'isa, if there's no other way in, so what's the kasha? There's no way of getting from one to the other anyway, if that was the only entrance. So the question is irrelevant. So therefore Rashi says, no, there were other windows. There were other psachim, but they weren't big enough to be considered to make them one thing. You have other ways of, what's it called, passing things through, like, you know, the thing they have between a kitchen and a dining room, little thing, right? You could conceivably get from one chatzar to the other, but not with a Pesach that's big enough to make them considered one thing, originally. So that's a shaila. Since it was mutter when Shabbos came in, does it remain mutter or not? The Amar Li and Rav Huna said to me, right, Shabbos, ho'el v'hutra hutra. Shabbos, since when Shabbos came in, these two chatzeros were mutter to carry one to the other, it remains mutter the whole Shabbos. Tiskayim. So it's established that Rav Huna is the one who holds a Shabbos. When Shabbos came in, if it was mutter, it's mutter. If when Shabbos came in, there were three people, and therefore six saw was allowed to be enclosed, then even if one of them died on Shabbos, the six saw remain mutter. And the opposite is also true. If when Shabbos came in, it was aser, it remains aser the whole Shabbos. If there were two people and they had six saw, and it wasn't mutter, and a third person was added on Shabbos, it won't help. So the verse says, Lema Rav Huna v'Rav Yitzchak v'Plugsha d'Rav Yossi v'Rav Yehuda k'vifligay. Let's say that Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak, who argue whether Shabbos, kivan shehutra hutra, that when Shabbos came in, it was mutter, remains mutter. Shabbos comes in, it was osser, remains osser, or not, or the situation can change, right, based on the Metzias. That machlokus is a machlokus tanoi, Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda, disnan. You have a chotzer, and what's it called? It had four mechitzas, kosher mechitzas, okay? And then on Shabbos, two of the mechitzas fell down. The chen bayis shenifrits mishtei ruchosov. It's talking about not two mechitzas fell down. What happened is that part of one mechitza fell down and part of the other mechitza fell down. So normally, if part of it falls down on any side, it's a Pesach, as long as it's not 10 amas. But what happened over here was that part of the north wall fell, and part of the east wall fell, the northeast corner. So now there's a corner open, and you don't make a Pesach in a corner. So it can't be considered a Pesach. So it comes out now that there's a Pirtza, which can't be considered a Pesach, and it's Mevatel the Mechitzas. Okay? The same bias in if it's Mishnei Ruchosov. Same thing with a house. A corner of a house fell down, so it's not can't be considered a Pesach, right? And you can't say Pitikra Yori Visose, because if it would be in a straight part and you have the eave of the house, that considered it comes down and makes a mechitza. But over here on a corner, you don't say that. The same mavui shenitlu korosov olichaya, or a mavui where the koros or the chayayim were taken away. And the shayla over here, Rashi's gear says, kirio olechio, one lechi, one koru. And even according to the one who holds, you need two lechis, or two korus, if one's taken away, it's no good. So you don't need both taken away, according to anybody. According to some, you only need one to begin with, so that one was taken away. According to others, you need two, but only one has to be taken away, it'd be no good. So lechio o kirio, either the lechio or the korah was taken away. It was kosher when Shabbos came in, and now on Shabbos the lechi fell down, the korah fell down. Mutar lo, so Shabbos vasur lo sedlavo. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter that Shabbos, but it's usher for the next Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi omer im mutar lo so Shabbos mutar lo sedlavo vimasur lo sedlavo asur lo so Shabbos manushah. If it's mutter for that Shabbos, it should be mutter forever. And if it's not mutter for that, not mutter forever, then it shouldn't be mutter for that Shabbos either. And the Gemara says over there, what he means to say is, it's not mutter, right? Since it can't be mutter forever, because it's for sure no good, right? So it can't be mutter even for that Shabbos. Even though it was mutter when Shabbos came in, you don't say, kivan shehutra hutra. So, lema Rav Huna domer Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna, who said that once it was mutter on Shabbos, it remains mutter the whole Shabbos, holds like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yitzchak domer Rav Yossi, and Rav Yitzchak holds like Rav Yossi. Omer lecha Rav Huna, ano da amri afilu Rav Yossi. No, Rav Huna said, I can even hold like Rav Yossi. Well, when does Rav Yossi hold that if it was mutter when Shabbos came in, it doesn't remain mutter the whole Shabbos? Ad kan lo kamer Rav Yossi hasam ela deles noy le mechitzas. Over there, the mechitzas fell. There's no korah, there's no lechi. There's no, what's it called, mechitza. So, when the mechitzas aren't good, there, you don't say that since when Shabbos came in, there were mechitzas. Now, even without mechitzas, it's okay. Even though minat Torah is still enough to be considered Rishus HaYachid, Lamaisa, there's no mechitzas there. Right? That would make it good with the Rabbonim. But over here in our case, the mechitzas are there. Both chatzeros are a bona fide Rishus HaYachid, even with the Rabbonim. The only problem is the Eruv, the bread that they made that they shouldn't be considered carrying from one Rishus Bailim to a different Rishus. That's a total dindurabana. That we're afraid of carrying from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid adjacent to it if they have different ownership. There they needed the Eruv of the bread. That's a pure dindurabanan. There we say once it was mutter, when Shabbos came in, it remains mutter the whole Shabbos. But where you're dealing with mechitzas that fell down, right? For instance, you have an Eruv, what's it called, in a community. And one of the Tzuras HaPesachs fall down on Shabbos, it's awesome. Because even though when Shabbos came in it was okay, now there's no mechitzas. One of the mechitzas, no good. But if the pas got ruined or whatever, once it was mutter when Shabbos came in, it remains mutter the whole Shabbos. Rav Yitzchak Omer, Rav Yitzchak says just the opposite. I know that I'm Refilu Rav Yehuda. I can hold in Rav Yehuda. Even Rav Yehuda holds over there that once it was okay, when Shabbos came in, it remains okay, right? He can hold like me too, in my case, right, where the chotzer got closed up. Ad kan lo kam Rav Yehuda hasam ela de'isn l'diorit. Lemaisa over there, lemaisa the people are still, there's no difference in the population. But over here, there's not the same amount of people, right? In other words, over there, everything remains static, except it's the mechitzas that were there to begin with aren't there now. So that's where he holds it's good. But over here, the situation changes. Not the same amount of people anymore. People change. Okay, Rashi. Chotzer shenifras to v'shabas. Mahu, mi shari l'shtamushi dera sharchalim v'lalari. Chotzer shenifras to v'shabas, mishnei ruchosel, mefarish perikol gagos, my time and knock at me beis ruchosel. Why is it from two things? It means, what's it called? It got broken in a corner. So then you can't consider it a Pesach. Shenitla koroso olechayo b'shabbos. Rashi learns koroso olechayo. One. Mutarim loso shabbos. Tamrin ho'el v'hutra hutra. We say that since it was mutar, it remains mutar the whole shabbos. Rabbi Yossi omer im mutarin umafarshinim v'perakol gagos. Rabbi Yossi le'isr. Rabbi Yossi means to say it's awesome. He didn't say, he's saying it like, you know, conditional. Well, if it's mutter, it should be mutter even the next Shabbos. And if it's osir, it should be osir even this Shabbos. What he meant to say is, since it's obviously not mutter the next Shabbos, it's obviously osir this Shabbos too. V'ochi kamer, k'shem sh'asurim losir lavo, kach asurim losir Shabbos. Alma lo amrin an hoel v'hutra hutra k'd Rabbi Yitzchak. Hainu tanak, I wouldn't get it yet. Okay, v'chachomim omrin echad mishnei dvorim. Hainu tanakama. He could be now, yochid be yishu. Okay, the maestro that we have, Tana the Chachamim in the end of the Mishnah that we had over here that said that even a one-way mechitza is good for everything. Okay, Echa Mishnei Dvorim, and we have the Tana Kama who said that Lo Dibru B'Shiyar Ela Behove, right? That this heter of a one-way mechitza is not only by a caravan; it's by everybody. So the Chora, the Tanakama, and these last Rabbanim are saying the same thing. That it's Lav Davka Shiara, even a Yachid is Mutter. So why are the two different days saying the same thing? The Gemara says, no, the difference between them is, Ikibinayu, Hainu Tanakama, Garashi, Rabbanan Kamoi, Da Amri Lo Dibru B'Shiara L'Behova. The first sheet in the Mishnah is that the Halacha wasn't meant only for a Shiara, it was meant even for a Yachid. Okay, and the reason to mention the shiara is just because that's normally where you need these kind of mechitzas. Ulaolam yochid nami mutter, and the rabban and basroi say the same thing, that either way, either horizontal or vertical mechitzah is good, even for a yochid. Or it says he could be now yochid be yishu. The tanakama dekomer lo dibru be shiara ela behove. Ulaolam yochid nami mutter yochid dumi de shiara de bederach below be yishu. The tanakama holds that. When he said that it only mentioned a shiara, because that's the usual, but a yachid's also mutter, a yachid bo dumya to the shiara, when they're traveling. A yachid who's in the middle of the desert doesn't have to be davka, a caravan. He's also mutter to enclose a one-way mechitza. Okay? But if the guy's home in his backyard, he can't put up a one-way mechitza. There he has to put up a two-way mechitza. The lobi yishu. Since he could make a regular mechitza, he's home. He's not stuck in the desert somewhere. So then he has to put up a regular mechitza. The last rabbanim are going back on what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said. He holds never a mechitza. Not if you're traveling, not in your backyard. And on that they said, either way is okay. Either horizontal or vertical is okay. Mashma, in where you hold it's aser, we hold it's mutter, maybe in somebody's backyard. Echad mishnei dvarim, oshtzi o ori, mechitzi, echad yachid, echad rabbi. It doesn't make a difference if you're an individual or you have three people. Bein medera, bein yish. It doesn't make a difference where you are. So that's the difference between the first day and the last day. They both hold that a yachid is mutter, except the first day holds his only mutter if he's traveling, and the last day holds his mutter even at home. Arba dvarim patru b'machane. Since we mentioned the shiara, so now we're going to go to a machane is a camp, an army camp. Pashtus. And the Yushami says it's talking dafka about Eretz Yisrael. and dafka an army. And how much is a machne? Some say that it's three people is called a machne, right? There's some say it has to be 10. Some say it has to be 20,000. But lamaisa, it's what you call that. Halach is 10. 10 people, and the Chazon Ish holds only 10 people are mitzarev to a minion. But minim, apikursim, who don't count for a minion, wouldn't be counted here as a camp, an army camp. So if you have an army made of people who are not frum, right, then they don't count. It has to be 10 frum people. So if you have 10 frum people, right, who are part of an army that are going out to milchama, it's not talking stam, it's talking where they're going to milchemes rishus, okay, they're going to fight a permissible war. Right, and every Melchama Rashi says after Yoshua was considered a permissible war, not a mitzvah, milchamas chova, a war you're allowed to fight, not a war you have to fight. So they're potter from four things that normally people have to worry about. Nevi'im eitzim mikol makom, they're allowed to gather wood from anywhere they can get. It's not considered gezel. They're allowed to take wood from other people's fields. Marchitzim yadayim turim. They don't have to wash before they eat bread. They're allowed to eat demai. So if they have an Amo Oretz who claims that he took off Trumas and Maisur, you're not allowed to believe him. So you have to take off again, right? Maisur again. So they're putter from demai. They don't have to take off Maisur again. They don't have to make an Eruv. Eruv over here doesn't mean the Mechitzas. It means they don't have to get together with a bread or whatever. If they have little compartments in their machaneh, right, two of them have their room, two of them their room, and they have common areas. They don't have to make an Eruv like people normally make. They're allowed to carry between the Rishus, the separate Rishus HaYachids, without any Eruv. Okay, it doesn't mean that Mechitzas they don't need. They need Mechitzas. They just don't need the Eruv of the Pas. Rashi, B'machaneh, Hayotzeis L'Mulchama. It has to be a Machan that's going out to war. Mevi and Eitzim, Ve'ein Choshen L'Gezel. Not afraid that it's considered gezel. This is something that they were the rabbanim were matter and hefker based in hefker. Arev eruve chatzeros in hikifu elu veelu mechitza matzekes beinehem the yesham pesach ein sichem laarev. If they had little compartments and they had a door in between, right, where normally they'd have to make an eruv to be able to carry from one room into the hall or into another room or whatever. Here they don't need that. We're talking over here about a machna that's going out to war and a mechemes harishus. Rashi, mechemes harishus, stam mechemes rishus, mechemes Yoshua ve'elech. Shehi a mechemes mitzvah. From after the mitzvah of conquering Eretz Israel, every melchama after that was a mechemes rishus. That mechemes Yoshua was mechemes mitzvah. It's a little bit mashav in this Rashi. That after Yoshua's time, the mitzvah of conquering Eretz Yisrael didn't apply anymore. Because then it's an ongoing Melchemes mitzvah. Right? The Ramban holds taka that there's a constant chiyuv of conquering Eretz Yisrael in all doros. It's mashma that after the Golus, that there wasn't any more Melchemes mitzvah. Unless Rashi means like Melchemes Yoshua. Okay. Mutarim begezel eitzim yedeshim. They're allowed to take, right, dry wood. Rabbi Yehuda ben Teimomer, af cholim b'chol makom uv'makom shenergu shal nikbarim. They're allowed to camp anywhere they want, even if it's private property, and where a person gets killed, that's where he's buried. Gemara says, mutarim begezel eitzim yedeshim, haitekanta d'Yeshua havi. That you're allowed to gather dry wood from anywhere is nothing to do with a machaneh. That's a takon of Yoshua that people shouldn't be makbid on dry wood, that people should be able to what's it called, to gather, no matter what. Domer mar, asor tznoim, hisna Yoshua, shumarin b'churshin. Yoshua made 10 tznoim when they divide up the land, that people shouldn't be makbid on certain things. One of them was that anybody can graze their sheep anywhere, in forests. And even if the forest belongs to somebody, since it's something that a forest is not something that if you eat the things, you're going to cut down the trees, usually. They're going to keep the trees, so you're not causing the guy any hetzer. It'll grow back, right? So people can graze their animals in anybody's forest. And you're also allowed to gather wood from other people's fields. Where it says, Hacha b'sharitzim. Now that's talking about thorns. Yeshua made a takana that people should be allowed to gather thorns as wood, as kindling wood from anywhere. But it's not stam wood, not regular wood. Inami, in other teretz, hasam b'mechubarim, hacha b'tlushim. Right? Depends if it's connected to the ground. When, and some learn, this is going back on Higi and Hizmi. The heter was only by thorns. And according to the second one, only if they were mechubar l'karka. Then you're doing the guy a favor. You're weeding his land. But if he already separated them, so maybe he wants to use them for kindling wood, then you can't take them if they're separated from the ground. Inami hasam b'lachim hacha b'yaveshim. Or, right, sometimes some hold, and this is also the Chumrah, that only where they're still moist, there, even if they're disconnected from the ground, right, even if they're connected to the ground, you can't take them out. You can take them out, but if they're already dry, and the guy could use it easily for burning, then you can't. And others hold that all of them are kula, they're all separate. Now, the first one says, talking about thorns. The second one says, no, even not thorns, but if it's, what's it called, mechubar, and you're doing the guy a favor, that's okay, or even if it's, what's it called, lachim, that's also okay. They're all separate heterim, not dependent one on the other. Each one's adding another condition. Okay. Rashi, etzim yaveshim, choshkin lachim. Surely, what's it called, ones that are moist, that aren't still burnable. The dry ones are worse because they're readily burnable. The guy's going to want it for himself. Asara tznayim b'bava kam per maruba. Shiyu marim b'churishin. Sheakol other molech behemosav liros b'yahar shulchaveru. People can graze their animals in somebody else's forest. V'lo yakbid bal hayar mishim d'lav b'tzirakoy. Because you're not taking anything away. It's going to grow back. Even if the bailim already harvested them and left them disconnected to the ground for his own purpose, lehesek the yesh bohem mishum gezel etz lacher mutal anshe machna. And other people, what's it called, wouldn't be allowed to do that if the bailim already took it out, right? But machna is mutter.